Welcome to
another
episode of the Best Kept Secret Podcast, aka the podcast about nothing.
I think it's funny.
It is.
I am your host, CZ Ray. And as usual, I'm not alone. I'm joined by my brethren, Bilo Might Just and Prince Dways. What's going on, gents?
Yeah, man, tired and sick, but we still here. We showed up to work, so let's cook.
Yeah, man, I was just saying this man sounding like Darth Vader out here, bruh, so please forgive him. Please forgive him. Struggling to breathe.
What do you mean,
man, struggling for air, struggling for oxygen.
It's not me. It might be Caesar, though. You don't know, bro.
That is dying.
There's three people at this call. There's three people at this
call. It's not me. I'm talking. But anyway, yeah, otherwise, bro, I'm all right. I'm surviving. You know, 2024 is a bit of a wild one, but we go, we move, we operate.
Yeah, welcome back, guys. New episode, new week, you know the vibes. We're back with a brand new project by Mars Baby. He's been gone for a minute, he's back, and the project is called Luna. What are your thoughts on Luna?
Yeah, I think when it comes to one person that I get upset with regards to giving 7-track projects, is definitely Mars. I know I normally complain about 15 and 13 being too long, but I feel like if I got a 10, 12 piece here, it wouldn't be an issue.
Bro, let me tell you what the problem is quickly. Well, the problem is that the guys who want to give us long projects don't, and the guys who don't want to give us long projects do. That's the problem.
Yo, them niggas will come out at 20, dog. Yo, shout out. I love the dedication. But yeah, man, I think this project for me, I was expecting quality. I got quality. I definitely wasn't disappointed. I think I really liked how, you know, it still stays in this dark realm of sorts, but is a bit of a refreshing light here. And I think what I really enjoyed about this project as well is that Mars kind of brought in a few more collaborations than normal, the likes of like Rojo, Fila, Shekinah as well, which is really refreshing. So yeah, man, this was a really, really great project. Another solid body of work from Mars, and yeah, shout out.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I think it's nice to see Mars start to feature other artists, more, I would say, established artists. And yeah, man, it just came out really nicely. Nothing was forced. Everything fit together very nicely. Wasn't disappointed at all. This is already, I would say, for me, number one, top five R&B projects of the year. And I don't think, you know how it is, Mars. Hey, bro, Mars, one of our favorites here on TBKS, so, like, it's going to be hard to change our minds on this one, but this is definitely a very, very solid project. Yeah, man, I think Mars keeps growing, keeps evolving, and yeah, man, dope work. Love it.
Mix, master, producer, all of it.
Hey, bro, guitarist, backup singer, backup, yeah, everything. This guy's everything, bro. Writer. Crazy.
Yeah, no, shout out to Mars still.
Drummer, too.
Yeah, it's a short project. Let's get into it, man. The first song was Show Me Love, which was the lead single featuring Lord Cares. Lord Cares, who had our album of the year last year. So it was great to see her back so early in the year with Mars Baby. What are we saying? How are we feeling about Show Me Love?
Yeah, man, I think as soon as this song actually came out, man, I think I fell in love with it. Yeah. I like there's this very, it reminds me of something. It's not necessarily like it sounds old or whatever the song is, but like, I don't know, it just takes me back to a certain time, a certain moment that I can't really pinpoint. But I think every time Mars and Lord Kiss come together, it's solid. So the vocals here were insane. I think I love how the Show Me Love, the way it was delivered, was so laid back, but you can feel that it's so heavy, or there's a lot of emotion going behind it, if you guys get what I'm saying. And I think yeah, Mars does that really well, where it comes with the subtlety to it, but you can kind of feel this heavy mode of emotion. And yeah, man, Kiz blew me away again. And yeah, this was a solid introduction. I think this was very clear from the start that we were going to get quality. And yeah, we did. So shout out to them both.
Yeah, guys, Mars and Kes together, winning combination, like forever winning combo, bro. Very, very strong single for me. I loved it. Like Bilo said, since the first time I even heard the snippet, I was hooked. Yeah, man, quality musical arrangement and execution of the song. Mars and Baby just have the Mars and Baby. Mars, Baby and Kes. Mars and
Was a
Baby.
baby
Yo.
manifesting that shit.
Don't start. Don't give me trouble out here, bruh.
Anyway.
But yeah, dude, I think these two together on the track, they're very like, they just know how to make good music together. They work very well together. They have good chemistry on every song they've ever produced and ever come out with. It's just been vibes. It's been very good work. It's been like just great craftsmanship as a whole, you know. But yeah, I love like how nonchalant the song feels. Like Mpilo was saying, this it kind of feels, it has this old school nostalgic feel, and I feel like some of the other songs on this project carry that same sentiment. But yeah, I think very well written. I think they both delivered, even in terms of sequencing. To start off with this track, just in terms of what the album sort of felt like, it was a great way to start it off. And yeah, man, this was definitely a very, very strong single. Love the song.
Yeah, these two, I've said it for years now. Lord Cares, Mars Baby, my favorite duo in music, man. It's just time and time again,
Bro.
they just manage to deliver.
Bro, and I love how this feels like a
Yeah.
nonchalant like song. It's like cool kids in love. You know when you're too cool to be in love, but you're in love? It's that one, bro.
Shoot, Dennis, what do you know about that one, eh? What do you know? What do you know?
I'm telling you, that's the vibes. Anyway, carry on, C's.
The next song was Know Me featuring Rojo, which
Yes.
was the second
Yo,
single, I
yo, yo.
think.
Look at these singles out the gate. Heat,
Yeah.
bruh. Back to back.
So, yeah, I didn't listen to this
Shame on you.
until the project dropped. The only song that I listened to prior to the thing dropping was the Lord Cares single, because once I saw it's only like seven tracks and this man is putting out singles after singles, I'm like, nope, I'm not gonna do that. I'm just gonna wait for the whole thing. So yeah, my very first time hearing this was on, the release day when everything came out. And yeah, man, I thought this was a really good song. I'm glad we finally got this collaboration between these two guys, man. Really talented man over here. And yeah, I won't lie, I wasn't expecting the rapping from Rojo, but he went crazy with it still. How are you guys feeling about this one?
Yeah, I think for me, when I saw this lineup, I think I was still questioning what I was gonna get from it. Because not that Mars and Rojo are opposites or anything like that. I feel like they play in a realm that doesn't have too much conflict between each other. But I feel like, I don't know, I was expecting more of Rojo's vibe for some reason, even though it's Mars's song. I think that was just the first thing that kind of popped into my head, because I haven't really pictured Rojo in this world per se. But yeah, man, when they came together, I think this was definitely solid. I think I love how the song obviously laid back again, but had a bit of a bump to it. I think that bump, even to allow Rojo to come on and rap and Mars to just kind of go off as well. So like, this was a really, really good song. But I can definitely admit that, like, I didn't expect it, the song between them, to sound like this. I don't know what I expected it to sound like, but yeah, man, this was not what I expected, but I really, really enjoyed it nonetheless.
Yeah, for me personally, this is on heavy rotation, heavy, heavy rotation. I've always known that if Mars and Rojo come together and make a track, it's gonna be lit. Like, we've always had speculation sometimes, like saying, yo, this sounds like Mars produced this for Rojo. Like, I feel like we've had those sort of conversations from time to time. So for me, it was kind of an anticipated collab that I wanted to happen and see happen, and I'm thankful it did. It was very dope. It's one of my favorite songs right now, honestly. Yeah, man, this track just feels very natural for the both of them. Like Mpilo said, it does feel like they sort of live in two different realms, you know, but they have these sort of lines that parallel each other and these sort of dimensions that parallel each other. So I think they come together nicely. Both sounded really good on here. Immaculate vibes.
Yeah.
Love the hook. I think Mars delivered it very well. And yeah, man, another one of Rojo's promiscuous verses. This man, like, hey, bro, I don't know. This man's another type, you know, in the streets. I don't know how he's moving, but hey, once it's in music format, it sounds good. So he can keep moving like that. It's fine. But yeah, other than that, it's a dope record. I love it personally. Exceeded expectations.
I think when we did the Rojo review last year, I said I would like to see, I'd finally like to see Mars and Rojo collab on something, and I even said I would like to see like Rojo do a song, and then just have like KS floating in the background. I think I even made like the example of the Frank Ocean, Pink and White with Beyoncé on the vocals. And so yeah, we've definitely spoken about Rojo and Mars baby linking up, and I think when Bilo was saying that he didn't expect the song to sound like this, I don't think anyone could have expected this because it's not Rojo's sound, but it's also not Mars's sound. Mars has never done anything like this before, and so even for Mars, this is like a new, you know, a new field that he's tapping into. You know, very up tempo, quite jiggy with it. Mars has always been like sort of laid back kind of music, and so yeah, I mean, it was a really great surprise. I really love the song, well produced, guitar going crazy, drums going crazy, everything was really lit on this one still. Yeah, the next one was Fast.
Fast, like how we gotta go right now.
Nah, this one.
What are you
Yeah,
saying? What are we saying about this one?
man, this is like my. Wait, let me not. Yeah, I'll put it in the top three. Yeah, let's put it that way, just to give a bit more mystery. But yeah, man, I really like this song. I think this had that laid back vibe to it that we're sort of used to from Mars. And I really enjoyed it. I think like the voice or just the delivery was so casual, but like he slid, man. I think he genuinely slid on the song. Also diving into the thing of like, 5 years clean, but I want a whole glass. Shots are being passed around, passed them to the back. I don't even drink Patron like that. We know it doesn't drink, but like, you see, to even like, it's
Yeah.
very, it was smooth, man. I think the song was super smooth. I really enjoyed it. Fire, shout out.
Yeah, definitely. I love this song, bro. I honestly love this song. To me, this kind of feels like Mars is depicting his addiction to baddies that are no good for him. Like this is kind of what stood out to me just with some of these lyrics, you know? Yeah, but I love the hook on here. I love how casual it is. I like the two different like blends of the cadences he was using, like more of a singy one in the verses and then kind of a more spoken wordish rappish vibe on the hook. Yeah, but staying strong with the writing, there's a section I like here where he says, but hold tight to me, don't relax, because even rehab couldn't hold me back. It's like witchcraft and it's yours to cast. I'm saving my sainthood until the next glass. Like that's some dope writing, bro. And then there was just one more part, like in the hook. I just really like this hook where he says, I love it even more when they have no class, like new girl and she hates my tracks, but I don't really mind with a face like that. It just feels so Mars. It just feels like something Mars would definitely say. So I like that. And what else do I have to say about this one? Yeah, I think that's about it. That's about it. Yeah, I really enjoyed this track.
I like the song, man. It sounds cool. Like, it just sounds like a cool song. That's the vibe I'm getting. It's just coolness, you know? I like the where he says, "So lie to me so sweetly," which I may be wrong, but that's a reference or an interpolation of a Miguel song. I can't really say the title on the airwaves,
Yes, you
but
can.
I will. I will. This is a podcast for a reason, dog. You're not on radio. What?
I can't say that still. But
What?
yeah, if you guys are interested, just go look it up, man. It's there. Like, type in these lyrics and then type in Miguel. You will find it's there. Great song
Got
though.
the title. I'm
Still,
Googling. I'm
yeah,
listening.
you man. Yeah, the next one was "Guide Me," featuring Filala. Yo, what can we
Hey,
say,
yeah,
man?
love
What can we say? What can we say?
it. You know what, guys? This is a fucking good song. See this one here, and I won't lie. Like, we've done a review on Fila, and I think the review was pretty well done. In terms of just the music and everything, but I don't know, man. With this song in specific, I just felt a different energy from Fila for some reason, dog. I think she, like, her part was genuinely the part that I enjoyed the most. I feel like she really took over and just kind of made it her own. I think her vocals and her delivery here was so ethereal in a sense, and it was just like you could just ride to this one, man. Close your eyes and just listen. So yeah, man. I don't know what it was, but like this song for me, I think has triggered something a bit different in terms of just listening to Fila's music, just off of this verse and this delivery, which is super great. So yeah, shout out.
Tell me that that boo. Okay, never mind. So Cherry, what are we on? Oh, God, they both like really did well on here. This was an exceptional, amazing song. Just a beautiful record, bro. Like, I love this. Like Bila was saying, Fila sounded incredible on here. It was very fitting for her. She just fit so nicely. She was in pocket. I love the way the song outroed. Fila's writing style also crazy on here. Just to quote something quickly that she says, where was it? She says, "You got ways, you got hella light. Damn, I like it. I'm so tethered. Nobody better. Tell me what it is. If you keep on acting like this, I'ma have to have your kids. And I'm gone like a mother. Yeah, that shit strong like a mother." But yeah, that was fire. That was fire. That was fire. Like, just a really dope song. Like Bila was saying, just it gives off this ethereal, like there's some other vibe to this song, bro. I can't even explain it, but they did really well, just in finding that song and that sound and refining it. And yeah, man, beautiful record. Nothing more I can say.
Definitely a beautiful record. She's definitely one of the best in terms of like the alternative R&B scene. She's up there. She's definitely up there. And I'm really excited to see, what she has for this new project, because I know that she's working, and it's gonna come out soon. She's working. But in terms of Mars Baby on this one, there was a line that I thought was really cool, where he said, "I've been losing my grip just to feel you." It almost felt like a call back to Be Safe. On Be Safe, he said, "It's my fault. I'm to blame. I tried to hold you in place." So I don't know why, but for some reason, it just took me back to that line of, "I tried to hold you in place." But this time around, he's saying, like, "I'm losing my grip, just to feel you," alluding to, keeping this person very close to them still.
Yeah, that's why they call you for Lauren, dog.
Ish.
Genius. They're genius.
Yeah, man. So I thought there was some nice connection over there between the two. And then, of course, the next song, "Cherry Bomb,"
Nice.
which was another single, I think.
the final single.
I just want to know, how did you guys listen to this as a single and just not say anything? Like, you just kept quiet.
I guess you didn't want to listen. What were we supposed to say?
Yeah, you. What must he say?
But like,
must he say that?
Text me back, like, yo, dude. You know. When you hear this thing, you're gonna lose your mind. Like, say something.
Think it wants
like,
to be hyped up.
Thing is, you're gonna lose your mind regardless, bro. It's like,
I couldn't believe it, bro. Like, I couldn't believe what I was listening to. Like, holy crap, bro. I don't even know, man. Like, yo, Shekinah. Hey, guys, what are we saying? Cherry Bomb.
Yeah, man. I think Cherry Bomb is also another beautiful song. I saw Shekinah on this and I was like, yeah, we're about to cook here. But yeah, man, I think what I really liked here was also just how Shekinah was so effective in the song, but there was so much subtlety to her verse. Like, there was no... I think it's this thing of fitting into Mars's very chill energy, where it's like, you don't need to do too much, but it's like, just say the right things, deliver the right way, and it's going to sound absolutely beautiful. And obviously, Shekinah's music is out of this world. But I think, you see, putting her into this space for me was very, very interesting. And I really, really enjoyed how it came out. I genuinely think, yeah, man, need to hear more from these two, to be fair. But yeah, this was also just another top, top song. And yeah, see, with you, you're going to freak out, dog. You just had to keep quiet.
You had to keep it on the low, bro.
Keep it on the low. You always say we mustn't tell you anything. So that's it.
Yeah, man. So with this song, yeah, yo, bruh, might be my favorite song on the project. This and Free Mind for me, I don't know. These are just my jams. But like every song, honestly, on here is crazy. But yeah, this for me feels like a song between long distance lovers. That's the vibes I get from it. A huge highlight for me on this project. Yeah. One of the most moving songs ever from Mars, in my opinion. This one really pulls the heartstrings, you know. Shekinah, like Mpila was saying, yo, for me, like, Shekinah can just do no wrong, especially when it just comes to like her conceptualizing her verses. She's always very, very good at stringing them together and fitting all the pieces together very well. Just to quickly quote a section that I like from her, where she says, "So many ways that I love you, can't be everything. I'll be who I am, leave our footprints in the sand. Tell me that you can come home, let's stick to the plan. I'll be waiting, call me when you can, I'll be patient." Like, bro, I just love that type
come
of
home
writing.
Me.
Just simplistic to the point, but it still has that, you can tell there's still effort in putting that together and conceptualizing it. So yeah, for me, I think they did really, really well together. I think, I'm not sure if C's was the one who was saying a while ago, like, yo, Mars and Shekinah on a song together would be, you know, top tier. And it definitely delivered. Definitely delivered. Definitely, definitely, beyond delivered. So I'm happy. Very happy with this.
Yeah, guys. I just know which combos work. Okay? People must trust me when I tell them. Bro. Like,
I've had a combo.
But of course, you know, Shekinah, like, can never go wrong. Can never go wrong with her. And for me, this is not only up there as one of my favorite Mars Baby songs, like right now as things stand, this is my favorite song of the year, like fully. It's already gone double platinum in my headphones, bro. Like, this one is going crazy right now, dude. It's going crazy. Nice, and you know, just the part that Dwayne's quoted from Shekinah's verse, it really captures how gifted she is when it comes to making or just capturing the simple things about love and being in love with someone. You know, it's just, she talks about like the simplest of things, bro. Like, you know, leave footprints in the sand. Like,
exactly. Just that line right there says so much, bro. So romantic.
Like, it's so romantic, bro. Like, you know, call me when you can, I'll be patient.
Somebody say that to me right now, dude. Somebody say that to me.
Like, if someone was just like, yo, dude,
please
call me when you can,
somebody out
I'll
there,
be patient,
say that to me.
Like, what? What's wrong, bro? Like, you wanna love me, bro? Like, dude, like, this is really, really love great me, man. Like, if someone told me that, bro, like, I'm like, yo, like, you're trying to fall in love or something, like, what are we doing?
You're trying to love me, what's going on?
But yeah, anyway, beautiful song. It's my favorite. It gave me the same feeling I had when I first heard Flowers last year. Mars Baby and Cares. It just, yeah, yeah, just emotions, bro. Real emotions. Next song was Free Mind. What are we saying about Free Mind?
I love
Free
the song, Mind. Bro.
That is what. Yeah, man. Nah, this song was just genuine. It's like one of those mind, oh, you know those. It's like a palate cleanser.
Yo,
bro. But there's nothing to cleanse it. Yeah, actually, it's cleansing the mind. It's cleansing the mind. Yeah, that's what this song. I know. I just sounding like I'm a conspiracy theorist of sorts, but nah. This song cleanses the mind. It was fresh. It was very. What did they say? Sunrise kind of vibes. Yeah, that one. I want to be poetic in what I'm saying, but yeah, Free Mind, I think, was a beautiful song. But Dwayne, I definitely understand how it could definitely be one of your favorites. But I just love the reflection in the song as well. I think from a lyrical standpoint, it's just kind of interesting always to kind of just get inside the mind of Mars, especially with how he delivers it on his song. So yeah, man, this is definitely a good song to kind of listen to in that regard.
Yeah, I like how you said, you know, this song kind of feels like it's something you play at sunrise when the sun is going up, and you know,
yeah,
I don't know, you're just in the zone, you just think about life, you're like, okay, you're preparing yourself for the day, like you're trying to free your mind, just cleanse your soul and spirit. So yeah, man, one of my favorites, although I feel like I've said that about three songs, but anyway.
And now we know your top. Now we know your production. Top three, dog.
Yeah, Blissful Production, man. Love his cadence and delivery. Beautiful hook. Yeah, man. Song just feels spiritual in a sense, bro. His writing too, bro. His writing just it goes so in line with the production and the vibes and the feels. There was a bit I like when he said, "Weight of the tides pull me down. I'm deep beneath the shore. I know it's been a long time, but I wish you were here with me." And it goes on to say, "Swim in the light of my mind. I've been this way before. I'll be coming up soon if you want to be there for me." And then the last part I liked, we were saying, sessions for my friends, but I'm private with mine. My ex used to ask me why I had to leave every night. Guess I was trying to find peace. I was lost. I stay home because the love is inside. Watch my thoughts flow. God sees me peek through the tides. Like, this reminds me of the godly form is bursting. Ish, you know, it carries those vibes. It gives you that same feel of the song, you know. So I really like this. This was dope.
Yeah. Nah, shout out still. Shout out, man. The next one that we have, well, the final song, jeez, No Love.
Just like that.
No Love. What do we sing about No Love, Bilo?
Oh man, I love this. I love this. As an outro,
he loves No
I
Love.
I mean, I love love, but like, I love No Love.
But you love what love I mean? Even more.
But yeah, man, I think. But also, like, it's this thing I see, it happened quite a few times in this project where, like, I think even Free Mind, how like at the start he repeats Free Mind, Free Mind, Free Mind, Free Mind, goes into the verse, short verse as well, repeats a certain part, and then at the end ends it off. Same thing with No Love, No Love, No Love, whatever.
Yeah, so there's another song also
finishes off with No Love as well.
Yeah,
yeah, there's another one as well, but it's like that formula was done like three times, but it fucking worked every single time. It's different, the delivery, you know, like that's actually insane. Now, like, when you actually think about it, it's actually insane how that thing was repeated and it still sounded so fire. Like this one here, super calm, super smooth. I think it was a bit different from Free Mind in terms of just the, I think Free Mind from a production standpoint felt a bit more lighthearted. This one felt a bit more, I don't know, it was leaning more towards the darkness a bit. But yeah, man, No Love was honestly such a sweet listen. I enjoyed this. Love the song, and I think it was the perfect outro, with the intro from Show Me Love to the end to No Love. Shout out.
I didn't even peep that. I didn't even peep that, bro. Damn.
Hey, bro.
You're becoming like Florida now. Look at you, bro. Hey.
You know what I'm saying, dog? I'm hoping, yeah, you know, are we studying? Are we studying this
homework, bro? Can we see? Yeah, man, No Love. Ish. Brother, production on here, top tier. I think the production in general, Mars never goes wrong with production, bro. Like, of course, he's always overseeing everything, so you know he's gonna get it right. Top tier producer. Love how the song starts with the sample. Well, I don't know if it's a sample. He sampled his voice and then and pitched it up or whatever he did. It sounded good. Yeah, I love the delivery on the hook. This song just has such a nostalgic feel as well. Like, this also has that old school like feel. Like, I don't know who it reminds me of. It reminds me of someone, but I couldn't think of who it reminds me of. But it definitely has a feel of an artist from way back when. There's this like baby voice he uses on here, which Playboi Carti likes to use. So he made me hate that voice, but Mars just changed it for me. It sounded so good in this song. It was yo, bruh, I don't know. Like, this was just a strong way to finish off this project. Very fitting into a world-class project for me, quality-wise. Like, bro, this is music that I feel like needs to be on Billboard, bro. This is the type of stuff. Like, these guys, the things that come out of Stay Low, bro, it's phenomenal, bro. Some of the best music coming out of South Africa. If we just talk about an international standard.
Already, you understand, we've already had two Stay Low projects.
Bro.
And there's still a lot more that's coming, yo, and I know it's gonna be fine.
And I'm saying, one is already one. Pretty's Ugly. Yo, Pretty's Ugly. What am I saying?
Oh, bro? That's a classic.
Pretty Ugly's album.
That one right there.
Classic. And I'm really feel like a strong contender for number one hip hop album of the year. And now Mars with, you know, I don't know if we want to call this R&B or like, I don't know. You know, Mars always mixing the vibes. But yeah, Mars is definitely holding down that slot as well. But yeah, man, as for this song, dope ending to the project for me. I think it was very fitting. So cool stuff.
All in the space of 1 month. Shout out.
And we've still got Zulu Mecca coming through, my favorite rapper.
Yeah, the project, guys.
So basically, the alternative space and the hip hop space, Stay Low's dominating right now.
Oh, 100%.
But yeah, Luna by Mars Baby. I've said this before, man. We've been covering Mars since the very beginning. And with each project, he keeps it interesting. And he's exploring different ways to express himself. I think he's one of the most interesting artists coming up right now. And in terms of songwriting, production, he does it all. You know, this album was written, produced, mixed, and mastered by him, which is crazy. But everything is just so high level, always. And the features on here, Shekinah, Fila, Cares, like, Rojo, absolutely the perfect people. What a choice. People.
Selection. You know, selection.
This was like a perfect selection of people to have on a body of work like this. It's much lighter than, you know, his previous stuff, less cavernous this time around, but still, you know, just as great. And I'm really excited to see where he takes it from here. Final thoughts, guys, what are we saying?
It's one of those things where it's like, I feel like every time there's a Mars project that drops, I'll never be disappointed or anything like that. It's just about, damn, what have you got cooked up this time? You know what I mean? And I feel like Luna's no different, man. This was definitely a really, really good project. I think the features on here was a really, really great selection of artists, and it all just really came together, all in 7 tracks, which I'm always surprised at how well it's done. But yeah, man, shout out Mars. And yeah, looking forward to the next one again and again. Let's go.
Yeah, Mars has never disappointed. With a project, never. Like, with anything, actually. Mars is just never disappointed. I think this is just another, you know, strong showcase as to how much of a gem of an artist he is. Like, definitely, like Cees was saying, this is just somebody creatively, sonically, technically, visually, aesthetically, everything is on point. Everything is on point. Like, you know, like, I was just going to point out how the visuals, even over the years, have just been, they've went hand in hand with the music as well. So I think Mars is such a well-rounded artist. He has so much to offer, so much to deliver. The creativity is insane. I think the music is of a level that niggas can't even fathom, bro. Like, niggas cannot reach. So it's just like, I just feel like Mars needs more props. He needs more flowers. Like, people need to appreciate this man more. I think he's very, 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 very crucial in the music space. And yeah, man, like, I've always said, even said to him, like, I'm a huge fan of Mars, bro. And yeah, man, all I can say is I'm here for the next one. And yeah, keep killing
shout
it,
shout out to Mars. Shout out to Mars. Shout out to everyone involved in this. Shout out to Stay Low always. So my name has been CZ Ray. This has been the Best Kept Secret Podcast, aka the podcast about nothing. I was not alone. I was with my brethren, Bilo Might Just and Prince Dways. Until next time, stay shining. Peace and love.
Put some respect on Mars Baby's name.